Hey, America.
Start listening now.
Hello, everyone out there. It's Eurovision time. Derek, roll it.
And welcome to another soothing episode of 12 Points from America, the Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, the people who brought you child beauty pageants and the A-bomb. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
Hey, yo. He's loud again.
And I'm Danny.
I feel relaxed. Yeah. I feel chilled. I don't know about you.
Yeah. All of us have our cups of tea.
Is this what ASMR is?
It could be.
Or whatever that is.
If we branched out to be an ASMR podcast, we could probably quintuple our listeners.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, we probably should.
Yeah, until one of us made the mistake of like playing Winnie Pooh and then like giving people seizures from
God.
It.
Just
Do we get an explicit tag if we do the ASMR
thing?
Yeah.
It technically is a fetish.
It'll up the interest.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Well, this podcast just got interesting.
Yeah. All right, Eric, wow me with the socials.
Wow me with the socials. Okay, socials. If you would like to social with us, you can tweet us at 12pointsUSA. Check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/12pointsUSA. Send us an electronic mail unit at 12pointsforamerica@gmail.com or go to 12pointsforamerica.com where you can see pictures of us and listen to all of our shows over and over and over and love us forever.
Yay. And if you do love us forever, feel free to review us on your favorite podcasting service.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you. There was a very, very lovely review actually left for us about a week and a half ago that we're still kind of tickled pink over.
Yeah,
so,
that's very nice.
Yes.
Big shout out to Edmund.
Edmund, we love you.
The one true friend of the show. But thank you for real. That's really, really appreciated the kind words. And
tell
well, we'll see where this episode goes. Yeah. We'll see if that.
All right, so with whom should we get this train wreck a rolling?
Yeah, we've still got so much news.
Yeah, we do. I think we need to start with some sad news this week
because
we lost a pretty big name.
Yeah.
Pretty big name this week.
Tegan.
Did I say that right?
I think so.
Oh, thank God.
Tegan or Tegan. My Norwegian not so good. You're in the Norwegian here. You should know this stuff. This is your ancestral argot, is it not?
That is not how it works, Sam.
yeah, Eric. Erdunorsk.
Erdunorsk?
Okay. Hablo inglés, señor. Anyway, Jan Tegan passed away. An absolute legend of the Norwegian Eurovision scene.
Mm.
Participated 3 times.
Yep. 1978 with Mil etter Mil, which has the dubious distinction of being the very first null point entry. So yeah, Mil etter Mil was a massive hit in Norway, even though it didn't do very well in the contest itself. So in 1978, he came in with null point. 1982, he came back with the song Adieu with Anita Skorgan, who would later become his wife, actually. And they came in 12th place with 40 points. The following year, he came back again with the song Do Re Mi, where he made it to the top 10. He was in 9th place with 53 points.
Yay.
Took part in Melody Grand Prix, the Norwegian national final, a total of 14 times between 1974 and 2005. And he was involved in the production as recently as 2016. He spent the last couple of years of his life living in Sweden, but he was always such an important and beloved part of the Norwegian music scene, especially in the Eurovision context. So Jan, age 70, left us this week. Why don't we play a quick little clip of the underrated evergreen of Mil etter Mil?
Let's do it. Jan Tegan passed away this week at the age of 70. Godspeed to Jan, and we're thinking about you, Norway. It's been a rough week for them, I imagine. This is a pretty big deal.
But we look forward. We've got tons and tons of happy news, new songs for our playlist, songs that we get to pour various ones out.
And mad about.
Oh, yes. Because that's what Eurovision pre-selection season is like.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric, you and I were talking a little bit off microphone about how we used to think that people would be totally out of their minds to be ticked off about how national final results go.
Yeah.
And then you dive headfirst into it.
Yeah.
And now you kind of get it.
For sure. I remember Festival Icungus, or FICMIS, we're not going to call it the Iowa caucuses, but the first thing in the Eurovision selection process, that Ari Lehna won with Shy, a ballad, a very good ballad, I think. But all you would see online was people upset that Meitana, which was a fuego, pretty literally a fuego, that didn't win. That's what everyone, I mean, obviously not everyone, but a lot of the Eurovision fandom were going for. And
then as the season went on.
Yeah, I remember asking, like, people always get this mad. Like, this other song is good. Her performance, I think, was better. Like, I don't see why everybody's this angry. And we'll get to some songs that didn't qualify in a little bit, but let's just say I get it now. So we'll have to come back to that.
Yeah.
We are recording this on a Thursday evening in the United States of America. And this morning for us, we got two new songs.
We did.
We got two big five songs.
Mm-hmm. Where do we want to start?
Let's start with
Germany.
Germany. Okay.
All right. Germany.
It's
it is.
Germany. All right. So
Danny has decreed it. We're starting with Germany.
We were wrong. It wasn't Rammstein.
It was not.
It is unfortunately a total bop. I'm just kidding. It's great.
It is a
bop.
We've
got Ben Dolich with Violent Thing.
I haven't heard this one yet, but I'm glad that we're keeping our eye on Germany so that we can see when they do violent things.
Yeah, true. So quite
is it good though?
It's
is it great?
It's great.
It's okay,
this one has some real potential.
It's got got a great team behind it.
I think this has a fantastic pedigree.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And again, not in that sort of Habsburg way that we were talking
about. Yes.
Yeah, so it was co-written by Borislav Milanov, who we know as the brain behind Symphonics, who's given us some incredible songs over the last couple of years. Last year alone, he gave us Chameleon for Malta, Truth for Azerbaijan. The year before that, we got Bones from Equinox from Bulgaria, Nobody But You, Cesar Sampson, coming in third place.
Mm-hmm.
The year before that, we had Beautiful Mess coming from that fantastic brain. Borislav is Bulgarian, living in Vienna, so he's got a foot in different, you know, East and West, and it's just this incredible pop music mind that I'm so happy that he's continued to come up with some great stuff for Eurovision, and this is just another example.
He's been knocking on the door of winning for a few years now.
Oh yeah.
And we should mention too, he founded Symphonics, his own record label, to kind of discover new young talent.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly Ben is a young talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's 22.
A lot of potential. 22.
Yeah.
They're really going all in on this one.
Yeah, it really seems like they're going for it. They've got maybe the most prestigious songwriter working the contest right now. That's a crowded at the top, but he's certainly up there.
He's definitely up there.
On demand.
Yeah. Sorry, Kirkorov. You burnt. In addition to that, they have hired Justin Timberlake's choreographer.
Oh, that's
right. To do the staging for this, and the song is excellent. We have seen him sing it live on German television. It was an acoustic, sort of a laid-back thing, but you wouldn't know it from the vocals. He really went all out. He has the pipes. The song is there. Staging.
We'll see.
We'll see other songs, running order, all of that still has to come into play, but
10 years after Germany's previous win, could they do it again?
I think it's possible.
Entirely possible.
I think this could be it.
Cool.
This could push Lithuania out of the way.
Oh, push him in front of the train.
Oh, I like the Roop.
You're my fuego now.
I did hear just a tiny little snatch of the Roop on our way over.
Yeah, because again, like Danny, you're trying to keep your ears as virgin as possible before we unleash these songs en masse in front of you.
Which I guess is it a curse now? Is that why Albert Czerny did not make it through in Poland? Because I had listened to the song.
We'll get to Poland in a bit.
If I listen to any of these songs, they will not win.
I took a look this morning, like right as Germany's song was revealed, to see where it was in the betting odds, and it was ninth. Checked again just now, they have jumped a couple of spots to seventh. They are still behind, going from 6-1, Bulgaria, Russia, Sweden, which is interesting because we don't know any of those
songs. They're just like, it's going to be Sweden.
I mean, it's like historically it's like the start accurate of the baseball season. Mm. The Yankees are going to be up there no matter what. It's the sort of the same thing. Italy third, Romania second, which is interesting. We'll get to that in a little bit too. And then by a pretty good margin, the Roop is indeed on fire.
Fuego.
But I'm still so excited for them. This is great.
It's great. I hope they keep that momentum up because it's so early and we haven't heard all the songs. And things are going to start moving really fast.
Very.
And they could very easily
just get swallowed up.
Kind of get run out of steam, get swallowed up, and just start to drift. And that would be unfortunate, but people seem like they're in the mood for it.
Yeah.
Yep. So we shall see. A lot of things could happen between now and May.
Yes.
So, yeah, why don't we throw to violent thing, which is
sentence.
So strange. I do have to say there is a little bit of cognitive dissonance between this perfect little pop song and the title, Violent Thing.
I expect it to be
Hattori again, and it's not.
I do wonder a little bit if the extent to which the title of the song could be
an issue.
An issue. Mm-hmm. Off-putting or just misunderstood or whatever. And I'm guessing during the 45-minute show that they did, I mean, I don't speak German, so I didn't watch.
Nicht so gut.
I'm guessing he talked about that. I'm curious to know more about how they arrived at that phrasing for what they're going with. But I think ultimately, I don't know if the name alone is going to sink this necessarily, if everything else is in place. Again, it's hard to know if it's an issue, if it's going to be an issue, but if he has a team that can get in front of any of that, then that probably makes a big difference too.
Honestly, if they thought it was going to be a massive problem, they would have had a different title.
Yeah.
That's true.
But that also happened with Christian Kostov's. The song was originally called Unbreakable.
Yeah.
And they changed it to Beautiful Mess.
Untouchable.
Untouchable, yeah. And Beautiful Mess is a much better title. And looking at some of the other titles, I'm like, titles aren't really your thing.
Yeah. Oh, let's throw to it.
Oh yeah, clip.
Yeah.
Clippity clip, clip, clip. And that's Ben Dolich with Violent Thing. I don't think we mentioned that he is actually Slovenian.
Yeah.
Slovenia, bringing it by way of Germany. We'll get to Slovenia in a minute, but he's Slovenian. He spent a lot of time living in Switzerland.
Yeah. Mm.
So if that gets them a couple of 12 points from the televote, that'll increase their televote score by 24, which is...
Nice job.
Which is 24 more than they got.
let's not speak about last year.
All right.
From Germany, we head over to another member of the automatic qualifiers, the big five plus Netherlands, as you will. There had been speculation for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks about who the BBC was going to be sending. We knew that it was going to be some sort of tie-in with a BMG, big record label. And we finally have our name.
Rammstein.
And a song.
Oh,
It is James Newman with the song My Last Breath.
Newman's Own.
All so proceeds go to charity.
You guys have heard this.
Yeah.
Is this the UK doing the UK thing again?
It is, but I think it's doing it better.
Okay.
Yeah. It's better.
It is better.
It's better.
It's better than us.
Yeah.
That's not hard, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, so James Newman is actually the brother of John Newman. If you're familiar with the song Love Me Again, he's got a couple of hits. But James is more a songwriter and actually did the songwriting for the song Dying to Try for Ireland in 2017.
Which one was that? I don't even remember that.
That was, he was on the hot air balloon.
Still nothing.
Wow.
Semifinal.
Still nothing.
Yep. So, not necessarily the best track record there, but I think he saved a better song for himself.
Yes.
Yes. It's still very split right now in terms of people's opinions of it. I think it's rather pleasant. I don't know if it's enough of an energy infusion to get people voting for it. I think it's an improvement over last year.
It's definitely an improvement for them, just in general.
Yeah. I think it's a great step in the right direction. Mm. I personally like it.
I like it too. I think it's going to be a nice song to root for. It's nothing super special, but I feel like if this was from a country other than the United Kingdom, I mean,
if
we go straight to the top, this was from Sweden, people would be saying this is a top 10, top 5 song.
Right, exactly.
I really think so. And it's good. It's a little bit straightforward. I noticed listening to it in the car, it's only about 2.5 minutes long.
Yeah, it's short.
Because it's a nice intro and outro in the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are they going to...
Heavy breathing. They're probably going to do something on stage.
They could add a pretty nice, like, substantial instrumental bridge or something like that. They have room.
And well, we've seen that from other artists too, where they've inserted silences. Dawa Bob did that. He threw 10 seconds of silence in so we could interact with the audience right before the key change, which
worked out pretty well for him.
It worked out great. So
I mean, there was what Valenay did a couple years ago.
Oh yeah, had the power cut out.
Yeah, and sort of the little gimmick with that. So there's room to play with here.
A bit, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, I mean, this is a lot of, I think a lot of it's going to come down to staging. UK's had some struggles with staging, but...
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I have a hard time seeing this being extraordinarily differently staged than Bigger Than Us was. It's kind of have a hard time seeing this being done in a way that really makes it stand out. It's a good song, a good singer, but what are they going to do with it?
I feel like they're probably going to try and mimic the video in some way, if they have a nice LED.
The half-naked man.
Yeah, they might. They might have him come out and do some wacky stuff on stage.
Do some Pilates.
Yeah. He was doing splits in the woods.
Yeah, yeah.
In the video. I would imagine they'd probably get like some LED video of the opening of The Shining and just flying over the trees in the winter.
Better than the ending of The Shining.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Where it just shows the
dude just frozen.
The dude frozen in the hedge maze.
Ah. He really did give his last breath. He died. Oh. That's how they're going to bring the trophy back to the UK. He's just going to freeze to death.
My suggestion for staging, though, if we're being serious for a second, is James comes out in a wetsuit and a tank and a full scuba gear, flippers, and just
there you go.
Sings the song while slowly
sings
running
through
out
the
of
thing.
Air. He's got like the Darth Vader breathing going.
Yeah. I really hope this is in the running order immediately before Still Breathing.
That's assuming Still Breathing qualifies.
Yeah,
Speaking of the betting odds, they are currently last.
Dead last, yeah.
Ooh,
I just think if she were to walk out on stage and be like, my last breath, you chump, bass drop. Anyway.
Who is that? I am a composer.
Oh, that's Latvia.
Samantha
Tina. The other Samantha.
The extreme death pop song. That we
I cannot wait for you to hear that just to see.
Am I going to hate it?
I don't think you'll hate it.
You're either going to love it or hate it.
Yeah.
There's no middle ground.
Yeah, with that one, yeah.
So, UK, I'm pleased. I think it's a step in a good direction for them. I think that they're, if I'm being honest, I don't know what the UK could have possibly sent that would have been like, they're back.
Churches.
You think so?
Send some Scots. They haven't said a Scottish accent since the 80s. Send some flipping Scots.
Or maybe John Newman. Or Rudimental.
One of the One Direction boys.
Yeah, well, what's
one
Lewis
One Direction.
Doing?
He just put out an album and it's great. They could have sent one of those. I don't know.
Is he BMG?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I don't know what letters people are.
What part of do you not understand?
Stepping different.
So that announcement with the UK and Germany also means that the entirety of the Big Five and the Netherlands.
We got them.
We have them all and all dudes.
All dudes.
All dudes.
Spain's.
Yep. Spain's.
Las Canto, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Jean-Luc Lacroix for the Netherlands. We haven't heard his song yet, but I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
Tom Lieb. Diodato. Oh,
Tom France
with Lieb.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. And Diodato for Italy.
It's a sausage fest.
Dudes. Call me in 2021 then.
Yeah.
But despite that, if you break down the numbers, it's about 50-50.
Right.
Male to female.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Yeah, it's pretty close. And it tends to be a lot more female dominated. So to have it this close to even, I think it's interesting. But you kind of saw that with last year's top three, male soloist.
And Luca Hani was fourth, right?
Yeah, so male soloist.
And fifth was, no, I think it was John.
Kano?
That was John Lundvik was fifth. So that's the top five.
Yeah.
And as a recap of men, here's a clip of My Last Breath by James Newman. If we were deep sea divers, and no one came to find us. If you had nothing left, I'd give you my last breath. Thanks, noted man Derek, for that song by a man. Let's move on
to... Is that how we're going back?
That's how we're doing it.
Dudes.
Yeah.
I didn't choose to be a man.
Are we going to move to Poland?
Yes.
To my weekly disappointment. I feel like I finally got my fair share here. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Danny. As we did kind of mention before.
Lucy was robbed!
Lucy was robbed.
Lucy was extremely robbed.
Yeah. Yep. So Alicia Szymplińska has won the Szansa na Sukces, the chance of success with the song Empires. 17-year-old singer. Voice a lot
Wait,
more.
Really?
Yeah. Voice a heck of a
Whoa.
Lot more mature than that.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That changes things.
A little. I still don't like it. Mm. It's very well sung, so
yeah.
I guess if it's bad and sung by a 17-year-old that's slightly better?
I can't wait to hear it and like it, and then for you to tell me that this is the song that beat Albert. And then I go, no! I hate it! Who else did she beat out? Who was the third that she beat out?
Let's see, there were only three in the thing. It was Kasia Dereng with the song Count On Me. Interestingly enough, all three of the way that the national final worked was a split with jury to Intellivote, and the artists sang their potential Eurovision song as well as a Eurovision cover.
That's right.
So Alicia sang Empires, but she also sang Euphoria.
Big shoes to fill.
Albert, our boy, sang Lucy, but he also sang Fairy Tale.
Which would be like, and he sung Friend of a Friend.
I was heartbroken that he didn't.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
Like, the balls on this
man. He makes the final and like reads the sheet explaining what he's got to do and just looks up, cracks a smile, and is like,
I
know what I'm going to do. And then he busts into Dancing Lasha Tumbai.
There we go.
Ah, good.
What did the third singer cover?
Because she covered Satellite.
Ah, interesting.
She came in third. It's all right. Yes, Danny, yeah. You can continue hating Satellite.
Yes, I can.
Yeah. But Alicia ended up winning top marks from both the jury and the Televote. It was a pretty decisive win.
I see.
And she's well known in the scene there. She was the winner of the 10th season of The Voice of Poland just last year, so still very fresh in people's minds. It really wasn't that big of a shock.
Yeah, I can see a decent amount of Polish voters looking at Lake Malalbert and just being like, well, he's not Polish.
We just saw him.
Yeah, this is weird. I don't know.
As much as I love Lake Malawi, they didn't get a ton of votes from the Polish televotes or jury vote last year, so I... Mm.
Or any televotes, yeah. Let's be honest.
I also thought, I don't know if you've watched the videos of the performances, but Empires is this big ballad, and Lucy is this more active,
upbeat,
fun thing. The stage that the singers were on was just this tiny circle. You basically had to stand in place. So for a big ballad, that works. For a song like Lucy, or a group like Lake Malawi, where Albert is just kind of standing there like, Lucy, please go out with me, or whatever it is.
Next to the paper shredder.
The performance was lacking something because he wasn't able to be active and move around.
So you're thinking that if he were in a national final setting, like, say, Melody Festival, and where you have all the bells and whistles and you have the real estate, like you're saying.
It would have been a better space. Yeah, it would have been a much better setting for him than this was. But I'm not saying that's the difference, that he got screwed over by the way Poland does things.
What it is. They're going to be winners and they're going to be losers in all of these. And again, like I say all the damn time, the song still exists even if it doesn't go to Rotterdam.
Oh yeah, Danny, you were saying on the way here that you felt like this one's going to stick with fans.
I feel like, the Eurovision diehards have at least a hook into this one because it's about Lucy. So this one's going to live on in its own way, I feel.
And again, we'll see what happens and who Poland picks for their second chance contest after the contest is over.
That's right.
The OGAE picks. Yeah. I think it'll be this.
It seems pretty likely. Should we throw to Empires, the one we've talked about less than and the song that lost?
Probably would be fair, yes.
All right. So again, that was, Sam, say the name.
Alicia? I think it's Szczęplińska.
Szczęplińska?
Szczęplińska.
Gotcha. That's Poland.
That is Poland.
That is our Poland for the year. And we, should we move on to another country that disappointed me?
Yes, we can. Is it Slovenia?
It sure was.
Aw, I kind of like it.
I had really, really high hopes for Slovenia. Their last couple of years, Falene and Sebi, were both just phenomenal, I thought. And I don't know that there was a song in this bunch that
rose to that height.
Yeah, so I'm fine with the choice. I'm more disappointed in whatever went into setting up the final so much as the final itself. But who knows?
Yeah,
different years are different.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't begrudge them for picking Voda. We haven't even said the name. It's Anna Soklic with the song Voda, which means water.
Voda.
Wait, so Vodafone is Waterphone?
God.
Wow. Mind blown. But yeah, it's big... huge voiced ballad, very, very well sung, a couple of big glory notes at the end of it. It's very traditional. It's the kind of timeless thing that I could have easily seen representing Slovenia 10, 15 years ago. I think the jury is still out whether she's going to keep it in Slovene or switch to English.
If the past 2 years have been any indication, they're not afraid to sing in Slovenian.
No, not at all. And it's a nicely musical language, too. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Honestly, as nice and pleasant as the song was, to me, the entire show was completely overshadowed, as I expected, by the host, Clemens Laconia.
Do elaborate.
Okay, well, he started out the show covering, very, very capably, Arcade. Yeah. Sitting at the piano, and then right as the IKEA lamp is hovering overhead.
As the great orb.
The orb of victory.
It drops on him.
Mm-hmm. And then does it stick on his head like he's a Humpty Dumpty?
Like Mr. Bean?
Yeah. That would have been great. But it's like everything just kind of stops dead, and it's like, oh gosh, what's going on? And some people didn't realize that this guy's a comedian, so they of course took it like way too seriously.
There were definitely people on Twitter who thought he was legitimately hurt.
Yeah, because he came back with like black eye and like painted like scars.
Comical.
So that was humorous enough as it is. Like the he'd come back every single time after a commercial break or after a song with like a different kind of welt on him. But during the interval act, as they were kind of tabulating all the votes, he did a medley of every single one of Slovenia's Eurovision entrants from their debut to Sebi in full costume.
Oh, okay.
Including like full drag, incredibly elaborate and very, very faithful to the original costumes. A lot of us are actually kind of confused whether they were the actual original costumes for some of these. And he's an impressionist. He does incredible impression work. And for him to be both Zala and Gasper, looking longingly into his own eyes, and, as Tinkara Kovac and playing the flute, and it's incredible. It was really, really incredible. It's on YouTube. Check out his page on YouTube. He's fantastic. And it was quite possibly the highlight of the night, which is sad because, in my opinion, it completely overshadowed the actual winner.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No, you don't.
I don't think.
I mean, it's great for his career. I mean, at the end of the show, everybody's like, okay, the song is great, but we want Clement to host Eurovision. We're sad that this song isn't better because we want Clement to host Eurovision next year.
Could they have pulled like a super cool double whammy decision and been like, Clement's going to go to Eurovision as the artist and he's going to sing Sebi again?
I would pay good money to see that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He could do like a My Friend Jacques Hudek thing.
Except
it was Sebi and he was both of them.
He could pull it off. He could totally pull it off.
Should we hear Voda?
Yeah, let's
go to Voda. That's right. I said what I said. Ukraine.
Ukraine.
That's right. The African metropolis of Goa. won the entire contest with Slovenly. Ukraine had a wild contest, it looks like.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Goa only has a population of 6, so they can all get on stage.
Is it Goa?
Goa. Yeah, with Solove, which is... I almost feel like because they weren't at Eurovision last year, Ukraine is making up for lost time.
For real?
By, like, doubling up on the Ukrainianness. Oh. And sending the most Ukrainianness that's ever Ukrained.
It really is.
We got
balalaikas. Like, what do we got here?
Kind of.
For real?
Do you remember the style of singing that Tulia did for Poland last year, singing, amp that up.
It's really white.
It's
I'm just gonna be the first on the show to make a declaration about this song, which is that it slaps.
I love it.
It's awesome. It feels like a more extreme, yet somehow more accessible version of the song you mentioned. It's called Polyche.
Yeah.
Okay. It's short for political science.
You've
been sitting on that one for
I thought of it earlier today.
All right. You will be shot later.
That's fine.
But go on.
No, go ah. Ah.
It's getting worse, guys.
This song is great.
It really is.
It's awesome. I remember hearing it in the semifinals and being like, wow, that's annoying. And then And then hearing it again in the final, and I ended up going back to the semifinal, listening to the final again. And I think, I don't know if this was deliberate, if there was some vocal work done between the two, but in the semifinal, it's a little less tight. It's a little more shrill. And I know that that's part of the deal. That sort of dissonance.
Yeah. That's very close.
The white singing just kind of naturally has some of that. But in the final, compared to the semifinal, that's when it clicked because the vocals were objectively better. They were noticeably more contained and weren't overshadowing the instrumentation as much. There's some cool onstage percussion that's kind of only teardrops-ish.
This song's awesome. It's solid. I also love the fact that it is fully in Ukrainian. It is the first song from Ukraine to be completely in its native language. We've had a couple of songs that are bilingual in the past, but never one that's 100% Ukrainian, which is cool. They've already ruled out adding English to it. They are making up for...
As well they should.
Yeah.
There should not be a word of English in this.
This needs to be...
It wouldn't make any sense.
They need to like quadruple down on the local flavor on this. And it's working beautifully for them so far.
Yeah.
People have been paying attention, like in rankings that I've been seeing, people have been putting this in personal top threes, even though they might not speak a word of Ukrainian or come from a culture where white singing is acceptable.
We've seen it other places too. We saw it in Bulgaria in 2007 and came in fifth when they first did it.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like...
With another Voda, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I feel like it's sort of a case where you may not understand a word of it, but you still kind of get it.
Yeah. You're kind of transfixed by it, really.
Yeah. I mean, this may be a crazy comparison, but I don't know any of the meaning to any of the words of Amar Pelishtoysh, but I know exactly what he's saying.
Mm.
And this, while being as different as two songs can possibly be, gives me sort of that same...
Yeah.
This is really, really cool. We should listen to a little bit of Solovey. All right, so that again is Solovey by Go_A. if you want to be Italian about it for some reason. So we've got, I think, 16. We have 16 songs so far.
Something like that.
All right, quick informal poll, because this was fun the last time we did something like this.
Mm.
Are any of these the winner, Derek?
I'm going to say no.
Sam?
Yes, but I think if it is, it could be an accidental win, like a split win, kind of like what we had with Arcade. It might not necessarily take both jury and televote. I think the Roop could snag it.
To clarify my answer, because I just said no, but there's a few songs that have the potential to win. If nothing else comes out, that just runs away with it.
Right.
But I think if a really, really good song comes out that everyone latches onto, it's kind of theirs at that point.
Right.
Because everything is fairly good. I don't think anything is really running away yet.
Yeah. The Roop is probably the only thing that's come close, and it's so early. It's just tough to say. I hope that it hasn't peaked at the wrong time or whatever, but I guess we'll see. Danny, you haven't heard many of the songs. What do you think?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
He hasn't heard the winner
yet. He hasn't heard the winner yet.
I haven't heard the winner yet.
The one song you have heard.
All I know is that I'll be really frustrated if it's that French-ass one from Portugal.
Oh, yeah. Danny heard that one.
I guess we'll get that one, which means it won't win.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a second as well. I'm also going to say no, but I think there are three songs that I could see winning, but I don't know that any of them will.
Which ones?
The Roop, Violent Thing from Germany, and I still think there's something to Attention from Norway.
I am actually going to say something a little crazy. Solovey.
Yeah?
I think that's going to do better than people are expecting.
Yeah. Well, Ukraine has a lot of goodwill. They tend to do fairly well in general. I think they've got a nice...
Yeah.
Top 10?
Yeah, I think it could. I wouldn't be surprised if it did top 5, even.
I worry that people just won't get it, but if the performance is like the one they had in the national final, they should be fine.
I think this is a tighter version. Not version. It's sort of it takes a lot of similarities from what we saw with Polishy last year, which by and large should have qualified for the final last year.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it literally was supposed to have qualified.
It literally should have.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I'm not just saying that as, it should have done. No, it
should have.
It should have.
Just like Lithuania.
Right. Exactly. So I think it could certainly make it to the finals, assuming they don't screw something up or she, blasts a vocal cord wrong or gets a God forbid, a polyp or something like that, because I feel that style of vocals, that can't be easy.
It's, yeah, no. That's...
But other artists do it on the regular.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're trained on it, I suppose. But yeah, I think that's going to surprise people.
Yeah.
You know, ask me again in May, and I may have total egg on my face. But right now, I'm just getting kind of a feeling.
As long as we predict that each song will win at one point or another, we can go back and be like, hey, remember in episode 708 when Danny was killed by a swamp monster? And we also said that Country Here will win. You know, that's
I love that spin on it because I feel like a lot of the other commentators are like, this song's going to lose every single time a song comes out.
I want to note that the BBC One radio guy who premiered the UK song was like, this has London 2021 written all over it. And I thought, okay, maybe you wrote those words on it. But unless the staging is truly unbelievably mind-blowing, like there's a Penn and Teller bullet catch on there or something, it's not winning. Anyway, enough with new songs. Let's talk about new songs from national finals that we don't know which one is going to be the one.
Yeah, we've had more semifinals. Sweden had its last semifinal, so we've heard all of the songs in the running for Sweden.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, and then we have two more rounds to go, Danny, so it ain't over yet.
Interestingly, we're not hearing a lot about Sweden, though.
We're really
not. Now that
we've
heard all the songs, usually something jumps out, and people are like, oh, it's probably going to be this.
Yeah, there is no winner from Sweden this year.
No.
I don't think there's any shot. And I would like to address Sweden directly for a moment, if I may. Hi, Sweden. What the hell? I don't understand what you are doing. End of message.
More on that momentarily.
Yes, I'm not done with you, Sweden. I am not done with you.
So let's talk about the ones that actually...
Yes, Victor Storm and Hannah Brave each won.
Are those their real names?
That's
no.
Okay.
No, that's a joke.
They're either X-Men characters or Pixar movies that are
Victor
to come
Storm.
Out.
Victor Storm is in the Fantastic Four. Jesus Christ.
Right. Okay.
No, it's Victor Crone, who we mentioned.
Yeah, and then Hannah Brave.
Okay. Singing the song Brave.
Singing Brave! Yeah, you know. I'm sorry.
Remarkably similar song.
Matt, if you don't get a call from Christer Bjorkman, either suing your butt or like inviting you to Melody Festival in 2021.
I'll just call him Christer and make him hang up in frustration. I mean, how are we going to talk about these winners without talking about the two that got knocked out?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And like, not just knocked out, but like the first ones getting knocked out, which is really very sad.
Yeah. So, really quick, these two are both considered among the favorites to win Melfest. And I'm going to say that neither of them are good. Hannah Fern, Brave, which was the favorite to win Melfest before we even knew what it sounded like, and is still basically right up there with Laser Boobs. That
daughter. Daughter.
No, she changed her name legally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Deadpool.
We've been workshopping some things.
Surprisingly receptive.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why
they're
listening
to me. It's an American podcast.
Yeah. Anyway, it's bland. Mm. It's incredibly bland. And Victor's song, I think I like it more than Storm.
Yeah.
As a song, but it's
not enough.
No, it's not. And it has the same problem that Storm did, which was it has notes he shouldn't be singing because they're too high. Victor, I'm sorry.
There's
calm
no Hatari
down.
To bail you out this time.
Yeah.
Miss Hatari.
So, I don't know. I'm starting to see what I think Europe has been seeing the last couple of years with Sweden songs. That they're polished.
They're safe.
They're well done, but they're just, they're safe. They're whatever. I've been thinking about what I feel like they need to do. What needs to change for them to maybe try and be a little more daring, and I think what they need to do is not qualify. I think they should go ahead and send Hannah Brave and have it finish 11th. See what happens. I'm mad at Sweden.
I can't remember where I saw this. Someone said safe is not safe at Eurovision.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just not going to get you anywhere. If you're everybody's 11th favorite, that means you still get null points because you're not getting any votes.
Or if you're just okay, people just forget.
Right, exactly. Be brave and like actual brave, not this song, brave. Yeah. So, I mean, a great risky song that has gotten attention and has gotten a little bit of viral play and a life outside of Melody Festival, and you have to give it up for Carpool Karaoke, a song that ended up on the chopping block this week.
The song is called Carpool Karaoke?
Yes.
I thought that was just like the general theme of the song.
Well,
I mean,
it is.
Yes, but I didn't know this was... Is this just her begging to be on James Corden?
Yes!
No, oh my God.
It's literally
what she's
That's all it is.
Oh, I thought it was based on the board game that was based on the James Corden sketch, but never mind.
No, Nanna Grenvall. Yeah, she literally sang a song called Carpool Karaoke, and the lyrics were, I want to go on Carpool Karaoke with James Corden. Yeah. And James Corden caught wind of this.
And he was like, yeah, no.
He was
I'm
thrilled.
I'm just kidding.
He was... Yeah.
He seems like he'd be on board for
he
that.
He was chuffed to bits. That's actually gone a little bit viral. Mm-hmm. And to see Eurovision being mentioned at all on American television is a rarity. To see a national final be mentioned on American television, that's never happening.
And James Corden has a pretty wide audience, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it would help, certainly, especially now that it's on Netflix. Get some more eyes on it. I'm hoping he can bring her on and maybe plug the show a bit more.
That would be fun.
This is a long, total deep state conspiracy theory way of shoehorning in more Eurovision content for American audiences.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
That's it. The...
as long as we
That's
are the crest of that wave.
Sam's okay with the deep state as long as it gets Eurovision in here.
I mean, we have the movie coming out. Mm-hmm. That's going to at least make it a socially aware thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
People just have heard of it, or they'll see it like pop up on their Netflix queue and be like, oh, that thing, what is that? And maybe watch some of it.
Yeah.
And maybe some people will like it. I mean, it's how you get a foothold anyway.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Gotta start somewhere. And if that's Nanna Grenvall singing Carpool Karaoke with James Corden, then...
We'll take it.
Yeah.
We're desperate.
Please.
All right, we move on from Sweden over to Portugal, and they had their first semifinal this past weekend. We had four qualify, including one that we were expecting to go through that just fell at the first post. Rebellion by Blasted Mechanism just didn't make it through.
Too bad.
Yeah, bit
That's
of a shame.
Right.
But we did have a couple really solid songs go through. Mm-hmm. Passepartout, which is one that we mentioned before.
Yeah, it would be great to have a French song in this contest. So
Austria's not doing it.
For this was a bit on the nose, but
it's twee.
But it's very twee, and yeah, she's adorable.
She really is.
And I feel like that has a really good shot of getting in. It's so charming. It's very delightful. Having said that, I am rooting for another song called Movimento.
Yep, Throws in the Shine.
By Throws in the Shine.
Yeah.
This is a alt electro rap trio
yeah.
In there. The live performance of this was exactly what I was hoping, which is just kind of craziness and dancing and big glasses. I want to shout out friend of the show, Graham. Hi, Graham. I don't know that he actually listens to the show or not. He's not a big Eurovision guy, but he's a big music guy. We send each other stuff all the time. I send him a lot of Eurovision things, so he ends up learning. It's been fun watching him kind of piece together what he understands Eurovision to be based on just the random stuff that I send him. I sent him this song, and he said the following. He said, this sounds like a song from an indie rap album that gets like 7.6 on Pitchfork. Which is 100% accurate.
Yeah, that's pretty on point right there, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So if you like indie rap albums that get 7.6 on Pitchfork, I'm sorry, like 7.6 on Pitchfork, maybe give this one a listen, Movimento by Throws in the Shine. It's super fun.
Yeah.
This would be a great one to see at the Eurovision party.
Oh, yeah.
Because they would hate it. Except the cool people like me. Who would love it? It's a fun one.
You can't count out, though. It seemed like the biggest applause of the night went to Medo de Sentir by Elisa, which is a bit more of a mid-tempo ballad. Very sweet. Honestly, out of the four songs that made it through to on the semifinal, you had the little French pastiche of adorableness. You had Throws in the Shine. You had a classic ballad. And then you had Felipe Sambalu's Gerbera Amarela de Sul, which sounded like it was going to be sort of a traditional kind of folky song. And then he came out dressed in, I don't even know how to call it. He was wearing a semi-permanent silicone tear drop on his face, full makeup, a lot of black pleather short shorts. It was interesting.
Fifth Element.
Yeah.
This is a tough sell.
It was weird. The vocals were good, but it was just like, that is not the imagery that I was expecting to go with this song.
Yeah.
Well,
where did this come from?
Be careful, Sam, because that teardrop means he killed a guy.
But it was...
Kill the guy, but only for like a little bit.
For a little bit. So yeah. I'm really excited to see what happens in the second semifinal.
Are there contenders in the second semifinal that are as maybe talked about as some of the ones that in the first? Or was the first one just kind of stacked?
I think from what I can remember, the first one was a little bit more stacked than the second. I can't remember all the national finalists off the top of my head. But I know the ones that I was personally looking at the most all seem to be in the first semi. All
right.
But we'll see.
Should we pour out some more ones? For our fallen.
Yeah, we mentioned Rebellion from Portugal. We mentioned Lucy. Lucy. Derek, you've got one that you wanted to shout out to.
Yes, I do. I would like to shout out, hi, Sweden. I need to talk to you again about your decision making. Now, we talked about the bland songs that you put through that I don't think anyone actually likes. I know that people voted for them, but they're wrong. Here's the thing. You had a song by Jacob Karlberg called Om de trolla ad jet sakna de, which, I'm gonna be honest, was the best song at Nelfest this year by a mile. There's a lot of bland whatever in your contest. This had character. This had light up guitars and good staging and fun and great harmonies, and
you just threw it out.
Yeah, you threw it away like the mamas threw out John Lundvik. And I am furious. I mentioned at the top of the show that I didn't understand why so many people were upset about Metana from Albania not getting through. Well, now I do, Sweden, and it's because you threw out this beautiful, wonderful song, Om du tror att jag saknar dig, which means, if you think I miss you. And you know what, Sweden? I do miss you. I miss when you produced songs that were better.
That's it.
That's it.
That's Eric's rant moment.
I ran out of anger. Danny, you listen to this one on the way over.
This song reminds me of a Shawn Mendes song.
Oh.
That song's great.
I think the problem with the song is the fact that Jacob Karlberg isn't really very well known in Sweden yet.
Hmm.
I don't think he's as big of a draw and a big of a star as a number of the other artists that were there. I'm not saying that this is excusable. I'm just saying that people often vote for what is familiar to them.
They're dumb. The Swedes are dumb. I've said this ever since
5 seconds ago. So yeah, so that is actual results that we had from this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's going to be a little bit more news. We have Romania songs. All five of them are released. We will have them actually deciding what their song is going to be on March 1st. They'll have a little mini national final. All of Roxanne's songs, head-to-head. Mm-hmm. Excited about that.
Yeah, she jumped a second in the betting odds on the back of one of these songs. I'm not sure why, but
I like them.
They're good. They're good. They're not second place at Eurovision good, but they're good. And I'm going to totally be wrong about that. Bucharest. 2021. And let's see what else we got.
Israel, they released their songs this morning for Eden Alene. We will have their sort of second national final because they had one program to pick her, and now they're going to have another program to pick her song. So we've got 4 songs for Eden there, including one song with lyrics in Amharic, which I'm really, really fascinated by. She is of Ethiopian descent, so Amharic is one of the languages in that neck of the woods. So we're, me as a language nerd, I'm totally excited about that.
They're not going to pick it, though.
One of four shots.
But it's cool to hear it.
1 of 4 shots. By the time you hear this, we will have the Belarusian national final. That will be on Friday the 28th. Let me go through the whole list here. We have another massive weekend coming up.
I was going to say, we're going to have news from a lot of countries.
Yeah,
after this
weekend. if you thought this weekend was crazy.
Wow, I just scrolled down on the sheet, and holy crap, we're going to be here for 8 more hours.
Yep.
So strap in, America.
All right,
so next week, we will have news from Belarus, Serbia, Estonia, Moldova, Croatia, Iceland, and Romania and Israel.
And those are just the national finals.
Yeah.
Then we also have song reveals, like official reveals, from Greece on March 1st. The Netherlands and Switzerland will both be revealing on March 4th. Austria and Ireland will both be revealing on March 5th. And then we still have 2 more semifinals or second chance issues going on this weekend, this upcoming weekend. So on the 29th, we're going to have Sweden's Andersson, their second chance round.
Still pissed, Sweden.
I know.
Hashtag justice for Jacob.
And Portugal.
And Portugal. Semifinal too. Also on Leap Day.
On Leap Day.
Yeah. So, oh my God. I'll keep the tea brewed, guys.
You thought today.
Yeah, please do.
If you thought today's episode ran long, we're going to have to be real good about next week. There's going to be a ton of news.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have.
And a whole bunch of crazy segues as well, because
like
it's
a dozen, a dozen songs to talk about. But, I mean, one of them's Ireland. We can skip that. We can.
I'm actually excited about Ireland.
No!
But also, plus
Croatia.
Keep in mind, we still also have no idea what the hell is coming out for Russia, for Azerbaijan, for San Marino.
San Marino could be releasing right now. Hang on.
We don't know when the
Sneak it up on us.
Yeah.
We don't know when the Maltese song is coming out.
Oh, that's right.
So
yeah.
I mean, there's still a lot.
And we still don't have any news from Switzerland.
We know when they're releasing. It's going to be on March 4th, and they did release actually a really cute clip.
Yes.
Of a whole bunch of just random passersby listening to the song.
Yeah, they forced them to put on. They clasped the headphones onto their
They went, faces. Hey, you get over here, and they put some headphones on.
Yes,
and they went,
yeah.
Oh, God.
That's how they do it in Switzerland.
I see.
They do it in four different languages.
Mm-hmm. And that was one of the best things about that video. Is,
oh, yeah.
Is like, well, one person asked, is this a man or a woman? Which, whatever. Another person asked, what language is this in? And when someone in Switzerland is asking, what language is that?
That's intriguing.
Yeah.
Please tell me it was just like a female Macintalk doing all the speech.
Oh.
We're gonna get like we're just gonna get Stephen Hawking's old like speaking appliance. It's Aww. Just gonna be, you know, conducting a nice Eurovision song.
Live from CERN 2021.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have got a lot to watch.
We got too much to do. We're just gonna stop the podcast.
I just don't.
But we can't do it anymore. It's too much news.
Yep, too much. Yep.
Too much news.
Too much.
We've casted too much pod.
And I think on that note, I think we should probably call it a night.
Yeah.
Leave.
Should we plug the socials?
May as well.
Okay. Twitter, 12 points, 12 points USA. Facebook, same. Website, not the same. And email is like an email. And I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
Yeah, and America.
Stop listening now.
Hey, everyone out there. It's Eurovision time.
We have to do it this
time. You should maybe lean in even closer.
We did like, the, yes.
Like, go,
we
need full, full so asthma.
Just...
Take three.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everyone.
We can just piece it together. We can cut all this out.
Well, we'll get there eventually.
The stinger's going to be great.
As long as you hit all of the segments, we can piece it together.
You're going to be like five
Listen,
minutes
yes,
long.
Good.
Just screw it. Okay. Yeah. All right.